Sometime in the middle of this week, the area at the Sonoma County Central Landfill, where some 400 truckloads of fresh garbage is getting dumped daily, will hit its limit.
Literally, probably 3 days.
But Rick Downey, operations manager at the 174-acre facility, says that's not the big problem it might seem.
We have a new location that we're prepping off the edge of old Landfill 1.
But this, too, is a temporary answer, Downey adds.
We're looking at a year minimum, more likely 15 months. It's a fill-in area that has been approved by the Water Board as an area that we could continue to fill that's considered part of the existing permit.
Still, it wasn't that long ago that nothing was being hauled to the landfill. The county was at an impasse with the State Regional Water Quality Control Board over permits to expand the dump's capacity, and they prepared to simply shut it down. That changed with the election of two new county supervisors 4 years ago. One of them was Shirley Zane.
Previous board had agreed to close it down and do outhaul when they didn't get their permit for their liner. So when we overturned the divestiture, which was essentially to sell the landfill, we retained local control.
They used that control to hire Republic Services, the company that Downey actually works for, to resume operations. More importantly, they also reopened talks with the State Water Board about that permit for a new dump cell to greatly expand the useful life of the facility.
We submitted that back in March of 2011. We've had to change the design to, the Water Board likes to refer to it as a robust liner. We've agreed on that. So all in all, we're hoping for a permit here at the landfill by October of this year.
And that, Downey says, will give the county a much larger time frame in which to figure out what to do with its trash in the long term.
What we're counting on is about 25 years total for the build-out of this particular area. There's about 174 acres on a 400-acre site where disposal can happen.
Further expansion on that property is possible, he says, but planning and getting approval for it could take a dozen years or more. But right now, says Supervisor Zane, the decision to reopen the dump looks like a winner.
We've taken literally hundreds of trucks off the road that were going out of the county. And we've also, because our diversion rates, which essentially means how much we're recycling, are so high, they're close to 70%. We probably have expanded the capacity that we already have there before we get the permit by another 9 to 12 months.
Even so, about half of Sonoma County's garbage is still being trucked to Vacaville.
There's four outside transfer stations. The garbage from those facilities is hauled to a landfill out of Vacaville. We take everything that does not come from the transfer stations. So if we do 475 tons a day, the outside haul is somewhere around 400 tons a day.
Downey says ending that will be another benefit of securing the new permit.
It's a lot of trucks and it's a lot of tonnage. It's a lot of fuel being burnt. It was incredible the amount of greenhouse gas emissions that we've figured over a year of the outhauling. All that out of county will stop. It'll all come here.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.